And joining us in studio this morning is Idaho State Senator Kevin Cook. Senator, welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
It is. It's good to see you. We're a week away from Christmas. I was just asking you if you were ready for Christmas, and you said absolutely not.
Not even close.
Yeah. And then you credited your wife with
doing
all that.
My wife is awesome. She takes care of me.
Yeah, just get her something sweet, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, it won't be too long until you're back in Boise at the Capitol. And one of the things that you're working on is making sure that Idaho is educating kids about AI, because AI has come upon us pretty rapidly, and it looks like it's probably here to stay.
It is, and it will absolutely change our lives. It will change America, and so we need to get out in front of it and know what we're doing. And so this legislation that I'm proposing is that. It is K-12. It's public schools. It's to increase innovation and, you know, put some guardrails to keep our kids safe and make sure our parents know what's going on, that parents are involved with it.
Yeah.
Do you have some details of, I'm sure you've been working on this for several months. So what are some exact things that will be inside of this legislation?
All right. Yeah. So this was not done in a black box. We have been meeting with a group. I pulled AI expert gurus from almost every kind of sector, business sector I could think of. We had them from healthcare, banking, logging, food processing, you name it, we had them there.
Logging?
We did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. AI is involved with everything we do, and half the stuff we don't even know. Oh, AI was there? That was AI? Yeah. We don't know. But so we had people in this room, and we've been discussing how do we educate our kids in AI so that they're ready for the job market. Basically, we're educating kids for jobs that don't even exist right now. I mean, that's where we're at. So anyway, some of the things that we talked about was that the state board and the Department of Education would come up with this framework, the framework that that would go out to our education. Again, this is not the businesses. This is not in state employees. This is our K-12. And how do we keep our kids safe? What we do the data. So they're looking at standards, your school standards. What do we expect a kindergarten and through third grade? What should they know about AI by then? I'm not suggesting we sit a third grader in front of a chat bot and let him loose.
Yeah.
So there's age-appropriate stuff, and we're expecting them to come with that. We'll create a committee that brings in industries, sectors, and have them help us make sure that we are in the right path with these. And so there's about seven different points that we go through on this AI framework that we're expecting to take place in this legislation that I think will keep America going forward and Idaho leading AI. And that's, I think we're in a position that we can do that.
So is this something other states are doing, or was this just something you thought, we need to do this here in Idaho? Like, how did this emerge?
Well, there's other frameworks out there.
Yeah.
But they're basically from the private sector. We didn't really see anything from different states that had that. There was some that had a little here, a little there. And so we've pulled some of those together. But I don't think they have anything like what we've got.
Yeah.
What got me started on it is I'm a computer geek, to be quite honest with you. I love AI. AI is changing everything we do. And I really involved with education. I want our kids to be able to be educated, and I want them to stay in Idaho. I don't want my grandkids all over the country. And so I'm thinking, okay, how do we get this here? And so we're educating our kids with K-12 and getting out in front of that. You know, I've been here before and talked about my mobile device bill, keeping kids safe. We handed them cell phones, smartphones, and they went off and got in trouble. Well, let's AI. Pornography, your cell phone, you have access to everything. Pornography, whatever. Well, AI, you create your own pornography.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get out in front of that, put some guardrails around it, and help our kids. So,
do you anticipate any sort of pushback? And if you do, what do you think that will be?
Yeah, there's some parents that says, I don't want my kids anywhere near AI. And they should be scared. Parents should be scared of AI for their kids. And so this is why we're doing it. We are saying we need a framework. We need some way We need it to be transparent. We need parents. We've got to educate our teachers and our parents along the way. They need to see all that.
For some reason, Senator, when you said that, I thought of guns. Like, their parents would be like, I don't want my kids anywhere near guns. But as they get older, we actually have gun safety courses for kids to take them to be able to use it safely. And I've had mixed feelings about AI. I'm embracing it because I know it's here. It's part of our future. I want my kids and my grandkids to be competitive. And so there is that sense that the people who are getting left behind by AI are the ones who will not embrace it and are kind of in a mode of resistance to it.
I went to an AI conference back in Washington, D.C. with work the first of the year. And the guy stood up and he says, people are afraid that AI will replace them. And what he said is that probably won't happen, but you will get replaced with somebody that knows how to use AI.
Yep.
Because you're so much more efficient at what you do. It's amazing what AI can do for you. AI is not to replace you. It's to help the human existence. It's to better improve your culture. It will be. It enhances the human life.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool stuff. Now, that doesn't take away from the human touch, though. We don't want kids going around zombies. You still got to have a human touch, humans involved with it, and teaching and making sure that we're doing the right thing. AI is wonderful, but it still hallucinates. It still has problems, and hopefully we'll get over that. But it's not something that you say, okay, yep, it's all true. It's gospel. Boom. Don't look at it. You still got to do your due diligence. Make sure what it's telling you is honest, especially, you know, it can create contracts for us really quick. Well, if it's $1 million contract, you might want to read through it first. If it's a contract for $5, yeah, that's okay, fine. We'll just, do it. So there's some things we still have to get involved with.
Yeah.
Education's been bumpy for several years now. There was two news stories this morning about some funding that's being pulled from education, things like that. If you're going to marry this AI legislation and the boundaries, is public education going to kind of, do you feel like you can marry those two together and have them working together? Or are we trying to mix something that we just can't mess with right now? It just needs to be its own separate thing.
No, I think it marries it together very nicely. Your teachers are already using AI. They're using most of your teachers are using it to develop lesson plans to help them to increase their performance. And now we're saying, okay, let's use it, let's learn it, let's teach our kids how to use it. So I believe that it will come together fine. Again, there's still parents that are going to push back on it, and rightly so. But that's why we're going to bring the parents along with it, the parents, the teachers, the students, everybody. It's got to be totally transparent. But I think it's a good marriage. It'll work.
So is this something that you feel, obviously you feel it should be included in the curriculum in the state. Is that something that would be required by the state, or would it be offered as an elective? Could districts opt in or opt out? I mean, what's kind of your vision as we go down this road of how this framework for educating kids about AI, what does it look like?
So one of the requirements is for the your local school districts and your charter schools is to create an AI policy. We do not state what's in that policy. That's still your local school districts.
Okay.
Parents can come in and do it. At the state level, we're going to say, here's some of the things that we want you to do. Here's some of the things we don't want you to do. Transparency, data integrity, all of that. But there's still that local involvement. Still, parents can come in and say, absolutely not, don't want AI. And if a district decides on that, then that's fine. We're not over shooting and telling the locals what to do, but they'll get involved. The State Department and State Board will create some standards. This is what they should learn by third grade and eighth grade and high school. So all of that will be involved, but locals still have to be involved. You got to have parents involved. That's not the state's responsibility. So
all right.
I think it'll be good.
We've only got a couple minutes left. How is the upcoming legislative session looking? You what people don't understand is you guys work all year long. And so give us a preview of in about a minute about what the upcoming legislative session will look like.
There is a, okay, so it's going to be busy. If it's anything like it has been since we've been out of session, the session will be busy. Now, the good thing about it, I don't think you'll see us going into April because it's elections and we all got to get home and do our campaigning. So I think we will, you know, cut it short end of March, first of April. But with the governor's holdback, the 3% holdback, I'm on JFAC, as you know, and so I'm busy doing budgets. And so that's going to take a lot of work. We got to cut money, you got to cut budgets, but are we cutting it in the right place? That's the questions I keep asking. Are we cutting this, but is it going to cost us millions of dollars down the road in lawsuits or, you know, people going and using different facilities and services? So that is going to be huge to do that. But overall, I think we got some great legislators. We got some great people that'll work together and figure it out. But it will be busy, especially with the budget.
I'm going to take the way that you worded that as you're running again.
Yes, I am. Yes, absolutely. And sometimes I wonder why, but I hope I'm doing some good. I'm not going to tell you it's fun, but I think we're doing some good, and I want to see some changes that improve Idaho. Education, budget-wise, stuff like that. So yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what we do is fun all of the time, but we hope we make some changes along the way.
You guys sound like you're always having fun in here.
It's a mirage. It's not true at all. Well, Senator Kevin Cook has been our guest this morning. Senator, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.